to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
So it's supposed to just pull United States Championship matches and contenders out of thin air? Is that what I'm supposed to do? You know how this works? Do you have any idea how much paperwork goes into something like that?
What are you talking about, man? What kind of champion do you want to be?
I resent that. All right.
Hey, guys, what's going on? This is Lita of the World Wrestling Entertainment, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. And whenever I'm in Rochester, I make sure I feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Yeah, I can feel the pain, baby. We got to get past this intro. Hey, we only got a shortened show today. Thank you, the Olympics. That was well worth the wait. What a great, 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 great hockey game that was today. Hey, I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia. Thank you for joining us for this abbreviated show. I want you to know that today is February 15th. Certain holidays today, Candlemas, whatever that is. I'm sure somebody, I'm just not smart enough to know that. That's, of course, on the Julian calendar. It's National Gumdrop Day, and, of course, the day after Valentine's Day is Single Awareness Day. All you guys who, sat home and had, teriyaki chicken for dinner last night. Y'all know that today's a better day. So birthdays today, real quick, one half of the Spanish announced team. Whew, boy, I'm going to wreck this one. Hugo
Savinovic
is 55. And
How old is the table?
It's new every week. French-Canadian professional wrestler who worked under the name ring name Lufisto is 34 today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire at Culver. Join us February 23rd for Elimination Chamber pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage. There's no cover charge for all WWE pay-per-views. We'll be there handing out prizes. We drink specials all night long. We'll have a lot of fun. That's the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view at Salvatore's. Thanks so much for listening. Like I said earlier, I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia. How are you guys doing this week?
We're
behind the eight ball
exhausted
today.
Exhausted from listening to that shootout.
Yeah, what was that guy's name again? Yoshi.
What?
Like Super Mario Brothers.
I'm still
style.
Holding my breakfast.
Yes. He eats eggs in Super Mario Brothers. So that was awesome. But nevertheless, let's talk about wrestling real quick. I'm sorry we're on so late, folks. It'll be an abbreviated show. Some big news that came out this past week. We'll talk about news issues. But first of all, what use was Betty White on Raw this past week? Was there any real reason to have her on there?
She gave Billy Gunn the runs.
Yeah, she gave. Yeah, but, so what they? I didn't even see what they put in the tea. But, you're teaching kids out there to doctor people's food, so that they get sick.
And that, kids, is how you roofie. No.
Yeah, Betty White, she's roofieing the Billy Gunn. But never,
I can see that happening.
Nevertheless.
She's off her rocker.
Apparently so. I didn't really understand her purpose on the show at all, except for I thought she was going to become the new Mae Young and they were going to put her through a table or something. It just didn't work out that way.
It's called they were in L.A. and they felt like they needed someone.
They needed some Betty White. I mean,
it's WWE's obsession with having celebrities, and, they think it's great, but nobody else does.
She's too old, so they won't chant CM Punk during that.
No, well, they did, actually.
I know.
I heard a lot of it. Hey, you know what? We're going to go to break right now. If you want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. Got some Hulk Hogan news. It'll be on the flip side. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
When it comes to savings and selection, Billy Fusillo always takes the gold. Hey folks, Caroline here at Fusillo Kia of Greece. We've got huge savings all February long during our huge metal event. How about a 2014 Kia Sportage LX front wheel drive, zero down, $269 a month. The MSRP is $22,815, zero down, $269 a month. Plus it's got that 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. You can check out our selection by logging on to FusilloKiaGreece.com. Then hurry in and see us 7 days a week this February during the huge metal event at Fusillo Kia. It's huge.
2014 Kia Sportage LX front-wheel drive, zero down, $269 a month. Leases for well-qualified buyers. Tier 1 or Tier 2 through Kia Motor Finance. Not all will qualify. Leases for 36 months, 12,000 miles per year. 20 cents per mile, over 36,000 miles. MSRP, $22,615. Zero due at signing. First payment of $269 plus $595 acquisition fee and tax, tax and DMV fees included in payment structure. $1,500 Kia lease cash applied. Tax rate based on 8%. No security deposit required. Customer responsible for maintenance, repairs, and excess wear and tear. Disposition fee due to Kia Motor Finance at lease end is $400. Early termination fee is $400. Offer ends February 28, 2014. Prior sales excluded. See dealer for details.
DC Dan Call and Mark Fantasia. And we have an abbreviated show due to the Olympics running a little bit over. But, man, I feel just like screaming USA with a 2x4 in my hand running around the office. You know, just because that was such an exciting game. We had a good time watching it. And so it took a little of our time, but that's okay. That's okay, guys. It's okay. We'll be back for a full hour next week. Actually, next week, I'll just throw this out here now. We've got AJ Styles joining us. So ought to be some interesting stuff going on with AJ Styles. Now, not one mention this past week, I think, of him on TNA. So maybe there's some validity behind him leaving. Real quick, Hulk Hogan's got a date. He's coming back. He, as well as The Undertaker. They're both coming back February 24th. It doesn't mean don't watch Raw this Monday, the 17th, okay? You can still watch it then, but you're not gonna. It's the day after the pay-per-view. It's the day of the network debuting. Hulk Hogan, The Undertaker, Jimmy Hart's all gonna be on Monday Night Raw. I think it's in Wisconsin.
Green Bay.
Well
planned.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. You know, so maybe they'll have some Green Bay Packers there, too. Just got a call from a guy. He didn't want to come on the air, but he's kind of confused. He thinks that after what Jerry Lawler confusingly said on the air this past Monday, that maybe Raw would eventually be going to the network. That's not the case. Raw right now is at least under contract for the next year for USA. But I wouldn't be surprised to see SmackDown. Maybe they'll take the live taping of SmackDown and then do the rerun on Sci-Fi. But they were very confusing about the network this past week because Michael Cole is telling people they can order it now when they couldn't. And they had to come back from a commercial break and straighten everybody out. I hope they get this stuff down, you know, all the stuff about the network, because it's kind of coming off confusing, you know, especially for us people. And I've let them know this before. You guys can send somebody on here to talk about it when it happens. You know, we'll have someone on the air if you want to, you know, so you can help stop the confusion that your announcers are doing on your main TV shows, okay? Just throwing that out there. Do you guys get confused at all? You understand what I'm talking about? Did you see Monday night when they kind of, Michael Cole made the announcement about you could order it now and then you couldn't?
I still don't know how to download the damn app.
what kind of phone you got?
One of those old people ones with the big buttons.
With the big buttons that glow.
Zach Morris telephone.
Yes. I have a Zach Morris Motorola phone.
There's no screen to look at anything on it.
I on a quick side note to Jerry Lawler, was he challenging Wade Barrett to a match next week?
I don't know. I'm wondering because he told him to shut up. Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to shut you up next week. And I was just wondering, like when you mentioned Jerry Lawler, that's where I thought you were going with this. I mean, after the heart attack, I didn't know if this was...
Well, he wrestled his first match, I guess, he's been wrestling on the weekends.
I'm surprised WWE's going to let him, though.
They're not going to. They're not. I think they've said he's never wrestling on TV again. So, I don't know, maybe they'll have some sort of dance contest or something, you know?
I just get the sense right now that the overall feeling with WWE is just organized chaos.
It is. I mean, that's the feeling I'm getting, because right now, they're talking about putting Daniel Bryan in the main event of WrestleMania. Now, we talked about this last week off the air a little bit, how they should and how they could. And the way we suggested it, with having him wrestle twice at WrestleMania, I would love to see that. And it may be the avenue, but they just can't deny the guy anymore. They're bringing him out multiple times a show to kill the CM Punk chance.
Who? If they don't end WrestleMania with him winning the title, they will have blown the greatest opportunity for a big moment in I don't know how long.
Yeah, you're right.
And Mick Foley's rants keep saying the same thing, like the big moment of the year, WrestleMania. Well, you want to end on a good note. Why would you end it?
You've seen them squash people before. Look what they did to Zack Ryder. I mean, right. They could have jumped on at one point and built it, but they didn't. They squashed it. They tried to do that with Daniel Bryan, and the people wouldn't let them. So, you know, Daniel Bryan's more of the people's champ than anybody else, I would say. I got one announcement here. SU game is supposed to be today at 3 o'clock, is now at 7. So if you're going to the Syracuse game, you got a couple more hours to delay. Or if you're going to listen to it, it's not going to be on Wham at 7 o'clock tonight. But I'm going to the game. I was supposed to leave as soon as I got off the air here today. Now I guess, I don't know, do some, you know, laundry or something at home. You know, be domestic. But, there's a lot of news. If you have a comment or a question, we might be able to squeeze you in, but we got to take one more break because we got to squeeze the same amount of breaks in half the time we got. So you are listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
The Home Depot has Glidden Duo Paint and Primer in one, starting at a new lower price of $25.46 a gallon. So, let's give a room a major makeover on a minor budget with paint from a brand you trust. Let's roll on fewer coats, but get more color and a lot more wow. Let's do this. With Glidden Duo Paint from a new lower price of $25.46 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
From Relativity Media.
You're our top agent. We need you.
Kevin Costner.
I don't want to spend the rest of my life coming for you.
When a government agent wants out.
The wolf is the most dangerous man our country has ever faced.
You have 3 days to kill.
I'm going to need a significant raise.
He'll have to take a few other lives to get his own life back.
My job is to hunt terrorists. I don't take prisoners. Within 3 days, I will find you. Start counting.
3 days to kill. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 21st.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, and you. And you know that means everybody else is in the hot tub of love up in Niagara Falls, enjoying some hot, sweaty cleansing.
What a hairy mess that's going to be.
Oh,
side
Lord.
Note, I heard the mid-card plays this song really well.
I heard that, you know. And by the way, that's what, I kind of played it because I'm going to lead into that. But I want you to know that we're going to be out at Salvatore's week from tomorrow for WWE's Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. That's February 23rd. That come down to the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. 149 Eastridge Road. Be hosted by us. We'll have some stuff to give away. We'll all have a lot of fun. And it's the last pay-per-view before the network starts. So, and by the way, don't call your cable company for the network, because the cable company isn't supplying the network. It's done on Wi-Fi, or done on super fast internet. So you have to have high-speed internet to be able to get the WWE Network. Now, I don't know how many times that they've ever said that during the promotion of it, but you have to have high-speed internet before you can ever get it. So just putting that out there, folks. And if you also like UFC, we're going to be out at Salvatore's the 22nd of February. That'd be a week from today for UFC 170. UFC bantamweight women's champ Ronda Rousey goes against Sarah McMahon, and it's not Vince McMahon's daughter. It's a Olympic athlete, Sarah McMahon. So it's going to be a great pay-per-view. February 22nd, starts at 10. $5 cover for guys. Nothing for the ladies. Love to see the ladies come down and watch ladies pummeling each other on the big screen. Yes, a lot of fun. So we'll be there next weekend, both nights. We'll be living there. Let's go back to what we were talking about. Oh, this song. This guy named, I think his name is Crozier, Mark Crozier.
Mark Crozier.
This song, he's going to perform this live song live at WrestleMania. The cool thing about it is he posted it on his Facebook, and then someone told him to take it down. And then he said, oh, I might be performing it now. So it's funny. But
was performing.
Now, I know two guys in the studio there that could perform it.
Well.
I don't know who you're talking about.
They come in like a wrecking ball, though.
Oh. I'll just be glad we have a WrestleMania where it isn't Motorhead playing Triple H to the ring.
It's all about the game.
Yes, it's always bad when you don't know the rules. But that's one of the exciting things about WrestleMania, when they do stuff like this, where they do get the live musical performance.
And they take away from a match we want to see.
Last year, Living Color playing Cult of Personality live was amazing.
Wait, did you say P. Diddy? Was that the first thing that came to your mind after Living Color played last year?
Yeah,
P. Diddy
but
was the
Diddy,
first thing
but
came
Diddy
to your mind.
Like four songs, it seemed like, you know, and it was
awesome for a bathroom break. I was not any more excited.
Move. Okay, we got a call real quick from Rashawn. Rashawn, we're up against it, so you got to get to the point real quick, brother.
Hey, I'll be real quick.
Okay.
I've been watching NXT finally because I started paying for Hulu. And has anybody else noticed that Colin Cassidy is like Edge's body double?
Yeah, there's a couple guys that are like carbon copy cutter of guys who are up in WWE right now.
I remember seeing Mason Ryan making the news about how much he looked like Batista. But good God, like he was like Edge's stunt double with the goatee and everything.
I was
like gonna
say there's a guy who looks just like Seth Rollins down there too. You know, they all have that kind of familiar look, you know.
Yeah, I'm like, God, it's like a stunt double for real. But, hey, the women's matches are great down there, I've noticed.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I don't know what. It doesn't translate to TV, but it's been great on the online stuff. Well,
they're going to call up a bunch of them real soon. We already got probably the best of them, which is, what's her name, Emma. She's about, and then there's a Paige who will be up real soon too. She grew up in wrestling. I mean, she's a girl whose father wrestled over in England for years, and so she knew what she was doing when she got here. There's a whole bunch of really good women wrestlers that wrestle.
And of course, Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte. Of course, Ric Flair's daughter. So yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to once the network comes on, you can watch every week their show. And their first show after the network comes on, I believe it's the 26th, is going to be live on their network. So you get two.
It's the 27th.
27th, that's what it is. I knew it was right after. It was a couple of days after it started. So, hey, Rashawn, we got to go to break, man. Thanks for calling, dude.
Take care, guys.
Okay, sorry about the short time. Maybe we'll get around WrestleMania time. They'll give us 2 hours on the air to talk WrestleMania. I'd love to do 9 to 11. Just putting that hint out
podcast.
There, guys. Just, well, you know. Nah, let's do it live on the radio, man. Any kid in their basement can podcast. We're on the airwaves, man.
Yes,
you know, you don't even have to pay for the internet to get us. All you gotta do is have a radio in your car or someplace, you know. We gotta go, or you can walk into like some stores in the mall, and maybe there'll be blasting us on in there, you know. We gotta go to break. You listen to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
The Home Depot has Glidden Duo Paint and Primer in one, starting at a new lower price of $25.46 a gallon. So, let's give a room a major makeover on a minor budget with paint from a brand you trust. Let's roll on fewer coats but get more color and a lot more wow. Let's do this with Glidden Duo Paint from a new lower price of $25.46 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's an event so huge it only comes around every 4 years. Hey folks, Tom Park. I'm talking about the huge metal event going on now at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece on West Ridge Road. Listen, right now you can choose from a huge selection of pre-owned inventory, including the certified pre-owned Hyundais, all with the balance of that 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. They go through 150-point vehicle inspection. You're buying quality and peace of mind with certified pre-owned at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece. You can also choose from a lot of late-model one-owner trade-ins. Fords, Chevys, Dodges, imports, you name it. Chances are we have it in stock in every price range. And if you feel like your credit score is going downhill this Olympic season, we'll just log on to BillyCredit.com. We've helped thousands establish and reestablish their credit at BillyCredit.com. You fill out a few lines, only takes a couple of minutes. Chances are great that we'll find the right terms for you during our huge metal event. 7 days a week, right here at Fusillo Hyundai of Greece on West Ridge Road, where it's always huge.
We really don't got time for the build-up of this beginning, but this is MVP's song. Rolling!
Impact in 3, 2, 1.
We ought to get run his back-to-back with Samoa Joe. It'd be like a Godzilla film.
I was going to say, do they own the rights to the Godzilla noise?
I don't know. They kind of walter it. But, hey, welcome back to the Pain Clinic. We got a couple minutes left. Just want to do some more news real quick. Interesting story real quick. Kurt Angle from TNA came out this past week that he had some knee issues. Apparently, he has no ACL in his body. And to put it in perspective, Chris Jericho hasn't had an ACL since 2008 in his knee and still can wrestle. So, you know, it's one of those things you got in your knee that's not absolutely necessary. If Ortiz was here, he could tell us.
It's like your appendix.
Yeah. Oh, man, we got a minute left. I can't think of anybody. Oh, Kevin Steen and Michael Elgin might be getting a tryout in WWE. If you watch them in Ring of Honor, it'll be on at noon today. Probably
get in shape, Steen.
Steen doesn't need to be in shape. He can do it any shape he's in. They also, Antonio Cesaro is now Cesaro. Big E Langston's now Big E. They changed their names. Crazy. Next week on the show, AJ Styles. Looking forward to it. If you guys have any questions, email them to me because I know a lot of you guys won't call in. But go to the Pain Clinic website, feelthepain.net or thepainclinic.net. Say you can send it to me Twitter, you can send it to me Facebook. And thank you for listening. Thank you, Dan. Thank you, Mr. Mark Fantasia. And the next week, everybody who's in the hot tub of love should be back. We'll see you next week, folks. Thank you so much for listening.